Right, I've come down to Simpsons Beach, just on the edge of Broome here, to see the clapnet in action. Before we catch any birds, though, I've turned up late, so I need to catch the bird catchers. Let's go. Okay, I'm getting close now, and I can see two people crouching on the beach up ahead, and a group of, I don't know, four or five others hiding in the sand dunes behind some bushes. Now, oh, I can see some birds on the beach. I'm going to walk up to the back of the beach here so I don't disturb any well-laid trap here for the little birds. Good, how are you? Should I be whispering?
No.
I've come down to see it in action. What's happening?
See those little birds down here?
Yeah, there's some birds sitting quite close to us.
Yep, they're stuffed dummies.
They're not real birds.
Decoys. Further out.
So there's a wire running to...
to Jinwei Go, the hunter, who's over there. You can hear him whistling. You have a look through the binoculars.
Yeah, let's have a
you
look.
You would see a whole lot of birds up the end there on the beach.
Oh, there's a huge flock. A
couple of thousand waders there.
I thought they were rocks at first, but 1,000 waders. What sort of birds are we talking?
Waders. That's the little ground and grey jobs that run along the edge of the water and feed out on the mudflats.
And fly to Siberia and do all that sort of stuff.
And fly and breed in Siberia and Alaska. We think maybe the birds, when they're on migration, have specific calls to do with, hello, I'm coming, where are we going to go? We're theorising, but we haven't seen any effect of the whistle here yet, whereas it definitely works on migration in China.
So they really, I mean, although they are the same birds, they really are almost different birds in the different places doing different things.
Different time of the year, different part of their life cycle.
And what do you want to do with the birds that you do catch?
We're going to measure them, put a little identifying band on them, put a little coloured flag on their legs so that they can be seen and identified in the field without having to catch them. So people in Hong Kong, people on the Chinese coast can see them and say, oh, there's a bird from Northwest Australia. And so we've got one bird has landed down here.
Oh, yes. Oh, and there's two coming in to where the stuffed birds are.
Where the stuffed birds are.
Feel the excitement rising, right?
Now they've flown away.
This is torturous.
It was much more torture yesterday. We were cannon netting, so we put some plastic dummy birds out. Attracted a lot of birds in again. We're all getting ready, thinking we're going to go. And then a sea eagle came down and took one of the decoy birds. Worse than that, went away and it had trouble getting it off its claw, and eventually it got off its claw and it came back and took another one. So we lost two decoy birds and all the other birds had flown away and we didn't catch any.
And did you ever find those decoy birds again?
We haven't found them yet. We know they're a bit of scrub to go looking in.
They're running loose out there in the wild, so if anyone finds a bird, it seems...
new species, plastic godwit.
With holes.
With holes.
Jinwego, Ben from ABC Kimberley, how are you? Tides come in, got to move the net.
Could be worse, I guess. My job here today, to sit on the beach, wait for birds to come past. Here comes some now.
Tension's building. My red ABC shirt could be the problem, scaring the birds away, so I'm moving up and away. Okay, here comes another flock. They're coming in towards the net. Only 50 metres away, surely this time it's a big flock of birds. He's ready on the line, waiting, he's calling. And they've bypassed the net again. I think these birds are onto us. Oh, three little ones though. Three little birds coming in though. Oh, and he's sprung the net. But he's missed those cheeky birds. I've got to get going.
Oh. In the, your leading might be the trigger to us catching birds.
I'm sure it will be. I'll leave and it'll all happen.
That's exactly what will happen.
But such is life. Well, there you have it. No birds today for the clapnet. They came all the way from China with some traditional hunters. But they assure me it'll be very useful to scientists here in Australia.